Episode 139, How to Avoid Common Computer Problems.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the Online Marketing Audio Blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
In this day and age, we need to be ahead of the game when it comes to things such as viruses and malware and spam, and they cause so many computer problems. In this episode, Chris Moody shares with us the key things you can do to protect your computer or Mac to avoid the dreaded blue or white screen of death. In addition to that, I have a really cool tool to share with you.
Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Bebo, Boo Boo, Coochie Coo, Who's a Pretty Boy Then? All the platforms are covered here.
Yo, hello, 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 and a really warm welcome to the Online Marketing Audio Blog. My name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella. This is an audio version of the blog that's written on the Green Umbrella website, and our focus is on the small business owner. And we appreciate that business owners wear so many hats nowadays, and therefore we need to learn lots of new skills if we're going to be successful. And this blog is here to help. From finance to social media and everything else in between, you're going to find it here on the audio blog.
You're on the Online Marketing Audio Blog.
In each episode, I always add a little something different, which is just for you listeners, in the tool or technique of the day. So before we transition over to today's guest blog, let me share with you today's tool of the day.
The Online Marketing Audio Blog. Tools and techniques.
We're pretty hot on security at Green Umbrella Head Office, and we take the mick out of Mark, who's our design manager, and he generally does all the IT stuff. He has about 10 different backup systems for our computers and the website. Saying that, we know that we're in safe hands should anything bad happen. From a personal perspective, I use a fantastic tool for the Mac called 1Password. It works with all of your Apple devices, from your iMac, your MacBook Air, iPhones. To be honest with you, I've not yet tried it on my new Apple Watch yet. I don't think it works with that. Anyway, if you've been hiding under a rock lately, you know that online security is important. You also know that you need to have strong passwords and change them regularly. We actually use a strong password generator, which can be found at strongpasswordgenerator.com, so try that one out. But knowing that you need strong passwords doesn't make it easier to remember how to do it. Passwords are just so hard, but 1Password is absolutely brilliant. It's a password management system, and it's really easy to use. So check it out. The links are in the show notes, and we're on show notes number 139. So it's just green-umbrella.biz/139. And I say it works with all of your Apple devices, so you only have to do it once and it does all the hard work for you.
Geocacher, podcaster, mother, social media geek, wife. At Julia Doherty is where you'll find her on Twitter.
Anyway, it's now time for Chris Moody to take the stage as he talks to us about the key things to keep an eye out for when it comes to computer problems. Prevention is better than cure. Can't get my words out today. So over to you, Chris.
In every episode, get the view from the outside, a stack of subscribers, the how-to articles that create action. It's the guest blogger.
A large proportion of our work is setting up new computers, repairing hardware failures, upgrading hardware and software, making computers, phones, tablets all talk to each other, and extending wireless networks. This is interesting work that also brings great benefits to our clients. However, some of our work is picking up the pieces after a problem has occurred that could so easily have been avoided if the customer had been given a little more information of the issues. The aim of this article is to raise your awareness of some of the more common pitfalls and how they can be avoided. Viruses and malware. This is a big problem. All PCs should have a robust internet security package installed and kept up to date. Any PC without antivirus and firewall protection will get infected very quickly as soon as it goes on the internet. We recommend AVG Internet Security, but there are many other good security suites available. If you use Apple Macs, we recommend AVG Antivirus is installed on those as well. It's less important on a Mac, as OS X is less vulnerable than Windows, but it's still worth having protection, and the Mac version is free. Email attachments. Do not open email attachments from unknown sources, especially if the grammar in the email is poor English. Often, the emails say the attachment is a parking fine, speeding fine, invoice, or court papers. These are usually viruses and can cause serious damage to your PC, your data, and other machines on the same network. These email viruses can often get past your antivirus protection on your PC, so be very careful about opening email attachments. Phone scams. If you get a phone call claiming to be from Microsoft, saying that they are aware of problems with your PC, do not give them remote access to your machine. Microsoft, or any of their approved partners like ourselves, will never call an individual or small company unannounced. It is always a scam. Data loss. Often, we're asked to recover files from damaged hard drives or files that have been accidentally deleted. The recovery process can be time-consuming and expensive. This can be avoided by having an automated backup system, either using removable external hard drives or a cloud-based backup system. PayPal and Amazon. Both these services are really good and extremely useful, but they do have risks. Both of these fund themselves automatically from your bank account or credit card. So if your PayPal or Amazon account password falls into the wrong hands, they can wipe out your credit card or bank account balance. Never give anyone the password to either of these services, and never click on a link in an email to access the services. Always type the URL directly into your web browser. I hope the above hints and tips are useful and will help you protect yourself from some of the more common avoidable issues that we regularly encounter.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for this article, Chris. It's so annoying that we're still getting sent those spammy emails. Why on earth do people do that? Ones from Apple and PayPal always make me hesitate. For regular advice on computers or Macs, then please follow Chris on Twitter. He's at Chris Moody, ASLCS. That's ASL Computer Services. And to read today's article or find the links to today's tool of the day, which was 1Password, go to all the W's, green-umbrella.biz/139. That's it for this episode. I'll see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye for now. See ya. Ta-da.
Next time, the online marketing audio blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.